Our next case is case number 2023-98584, Elizabeth Pryor, 1990201. Is the state represented?
Yes, Jean Galvin, Assistant Attorney General, on behalf of the state.
Is the licensee present? Star six if you're on the line.
Yes, I'm present.
Elizabeth, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. We'll come back to you.
Okay.
The state filed a motion, email allegations admitted, and a copy was mailed to the licensee at the last known address on record with the board. The state's motion says that a complaint notice of hearing were mailed to the licensee at their last known address, 38th Path. The licensee filed no answer. Does the state wish to make oral argument?
Yes, briefly, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this matter involves Elizabeth Pryor. She holds a cosmetology license. The complaint was mailed to her initially on October 9th of 2024. The certified mail was returned to the board with the notation that it was returned to sender unable to forward. The first draft mail was sent to her address and was not returned and was presumed to have been delivered. With respect to the courtesy copy that was emailed to her that did bounce back to the board as undeliverable as the respondent had blocked the board, and so we were not able to contact her by email. The proof of mailing is established as well as the receiving the complaint, except the first draft mail was not returned. Her failure to respond under 32573E to be deemed as admission by default. And we would request that you adopt the state's motion convening and accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Do you have a recommended disposition matter?
That would be up to the board. She apparently is here today, so the state would take no position on me.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Pryor, are you there?
Yes.
And you've had an opportunity to review this hearing, and we appreciate you showing up. Can you tell us about this? What's going on? Why didn't you respond?
Okay. Initially, I tried to renew my license in 2019, 2020, when the COVID was going on, and my money order that I sent was returned to me and was told that they were no longer taking money orders to pay for licenses. So I went online, but it wouldn't accept my debit card with the new online process that was being offered at that time. I called the state board and asked if I could physically come down and actually pay for it physically, and they told me that that was not an option. So at that point, with various health issues, I ended up moving back up into Eager and was dealing with those. I tried to get back online to renew my license, and I went through all kinds of shenanigans because it had my old email address and it wouldn't let me sign on as a new person, even though that email is no longer valid. So I was working again, so I am guilty of working without a license, but I just wanted to give you a background of why I didn't have a license. And when I tried to renew it when I was there, it told me that my license was, what do they call that, not active. And so I had no way to renew it online because it was placed as being non-active, which I didn't understand why that was. And then I had more health issues, and I've been moving quite a bit. I'm actually in Utah now with my mother. And that's one of the reasons I didn't get all of the mail. I just received one here. That's why I have the notice to call in for the court date today, because it did reach me here. It was forwarded. And so I'm guilty, I will say that. But my attempt to try to renew my license under the new standards of Arizona going online would not allow me to do that.
Okay. So what is it you would like to have come of this?
Honestly, I'm not interested in working in the cosmetology field at all. And I actually did send in a handwritten letter in regards to explaining what happened. And it didn't really get in any kind of apply or supply. And at that point, I ended up camping in New Mexico for a month because I was homeless and jobless and didn't know what I was going to do before I came to Utah. So I haven't been on the email. I don't do smartphones. I don't do any of this network. All I have is a little 4G flip top phone. I don't have a computer. I don't do any of the internet stuff. So this whole process has just been a nightmare for me. And I would just like to get it resolved, saying I'm no longer interested in having a license. I no longer live in Arizona. And if we could just leave it at that, I would be happy.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your response. We'll have to walk through the last part of this and let's do our votes, okay?
Okay.
All right, is there a motion granting a state motion to deem allegations admitted?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Jean Alvin, on behalf of the state, would Ms. Pryor consent to the voluntary surrender of her license?
Ms. Pryor, did you hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
So in lieu of adopting the motion to deem, we can draft a consent agreement for the voluntary surrender of her license and avoid this part of the proceeding.
Okay.
I would ask Ms. Pryor to ensure that her current address in Utah is on file with the board.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the last notice, so is it still current?
The 617 South 285 East Ivins, Utah is what they delivered the mail to me at. That's where I live.
Both of these compliant administrators, we only have the Arizona address.
Okay. Okay, we apparently only have the Arizona address. Is it possible for us to write this down or not?
Could you repeat it?
Would you say it one more time so that we can write it down, please?
Sure. It's 617 South 285 East Ivins, I-V-I-N-S, Utah, 84738.
Okay, we have that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we will send you a consent agreement to just surrender your license, and that'll be that.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Hope life gets better and you find happiness.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
They would recommend that you just vacate item number two.
I agree. Do we have to vote to vacate?
No.
No, all right, then we are out of it. Next case up. Our case number 2024-00145. Rocky Beauty at COS 232515. Rocky Beauty LLC as the owner, Taylor Boykins, 11402183. Is the state represented?
Jean Alvin, Assistant Attorney General on behalf of the state.
Is the licensee present? Star six if you're on the line. Okay, hearing no response. The state filed a motion to deem allegations admitted, and a copy was mailed to the licensee at their last known address on record with the board. State's motion says that the complaint and notice of hearing were mailed to the licensee at the last known address. 30 days passed, licensee filed no answer. Does the state wish to make oral argument?
Yes, briefly, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this matter involves Taylor Boykins, sort of an individual license for cosmetology, and he or she is also the operator of Meraki Beauty. The complaint was sent to request the address of record on March 28th, 2025. That was returned to the board of returned offender unable to forward. The first class mail that was sent to respond to the address was not returned. It presumed to have been delivered, and the courtesy copy sent by email was also sent and was not returned as undeliverable. The failure to respond under 32573E should be deemed an admission by default, and we would respectfully request that you adopt finding the facts of motion of law, deem the allegation true and correct, and impose an order of registration.
Again, for Taylor Boykin, an opportunity to respond. Star six if you're online. Hearing no response, is there a motion granting the state's motion deem allegations admitted?
Guzman Glover moves that we accept the state's motion to deem admitted.
Second, Moss Knox.
No motion and second. Do a roll call vote.
Tracy Wilkinson.
Aye.
Reading McFadden.
Aye.
Justin Guzman Glover.
Aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
Shane Turenson.
Aye.
Gary Bentley.
Aye. Is a motion to adopt findings of fact and conclusions of law?
Guzman Glover moves that we adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Roll call vote, please.
Tracy Wilkinson.
Aye.
President McFadden.
Aye.
Trustee Giovanni Glover.
Aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
Chase Jarenheim.
Aye.
Gary Bagley.
Aye. There's a motion, is there a motion regarding an order of discipline in this matter?
Is this the?
Excuse me?
Sorry, this is Giovanni Glover. I was going to say, is the state's recommendation revocation of the license?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Marshall Knox, would we accept the state's recommendation to revoke the license in case number 2024-00145?
Giovanni Glover, second.
Okay, we have a second. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Trustee Wilkinson.
Aye.
President McFadden.
Aye.
Trustee Giovanni Glover.
Aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
Chase Jarenheim.
Aye.
Gary Bagley.
Aye. This concludes this matter. The staff prepare an order and mail it to the licensee and the Assistant Attorney General. Our next case is case number 2024-00187. Is the state represented?
Jean Gallagher, Assistant Attorney General, on behalf.
Is the licensee present? Hours? License number HRST10150. It's like after hours. LLC is the owner. Chairman Garcia, 2241-0080. Signed a consent agreement.
Yeah.
So we are out of here.
I believe you need to accept.
All right. Can we just jump to that? All right. So I make a motion. We accept the consent agreement that was signed.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Roll call vote.
Trustee Wilkinson.
Aye.
Brandon McFadden.
Aye.
Trustee Giovanni Glover.
Aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
Chase Jarenheim.
Aye.
Gary Bagley.
Aye. Concludes this matter. Staff prepare an order and mail it to licensee and the Assistant Attorney General. Our next case is 2024-0033. April Lovely at COS 29278. April Lovely LLC is the owner. April Nicole Wade, 11700062. Is the state represented?
Jean Gallagher, Assistant Attorney General, on behalf of the board.
Is the licensee present? Star six to be online. Hearing no response, the state filed a motion to deem allegations committed. Copy was mailed to licensee at their last known address on record with the board. State's motion says that complaint notes appearing were mailed to licensee at their last known address. 30 days passed, licensee filed no answer. The state wished to make oral argument.
Yes, briefly, with the chairman members of the board, matter involved April Nicole Wade. She is the owner of April Lovely LLC. She holds an individual license to practice cosmetology as well as for the operation of a salon. The complaint was mailed to her on February 13th, 2025. She be left unknown address. The certified and regular mail will return to the board unable to forward. The courtesy copy was also emailed to the complainant, and he did respond to the board with an update as well. And subsequently, the certified mail was sent that was needed addressed, but was returned on March 10th. As the return sender and in storage, the first custom ever was actually updated address and was not returned. So for them to have been delivered and proof of mailing has been established, she has failed to respond under 32.73E. The state requests that you grant the motion to deem and accept findings of facts and conclusions of law as true, and we would seek revocation of the license.
Okay. Again, the licensee an opportunity to respond. There are six to be online. Hearing no response, is there a motion granting the state motion deem allegations admitted?
Marshall Knox, I move that we grant the state motion to deem allegations admitted.
McFadden, I second that.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Tracy Wilkinson.
Aye.
Brandon McFadden.
Aye.
Trent Sidney and Glover.
Aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
Shane Sternheim.
Aye.
Gary Bedini.
Aye. Is there a motion to grant, excuse me, is there a motion to adopt findings of facts, conclusions of law?
Marshall Knox, I move that we adopt the finding of facts and the conclusion of the law.
Guzman Glover seconds.
Roll call vote, please.
Tracy Wilkinson.
Aye.
Brandon McFadden.
Aye.
Trent Sidney and Glover.
Sorry, aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
Shane Sternheim.
Aye.
Gary Bedini.
Aye. Is there a motion regarding an order of discipline in this matter?
Marshall Knox, I move that we impose disciplinary action of invoking the license in case number 20240083.
Tracy Wilkinson seconds.
Yep, roll call vote.
Tracy Wilkinson.
Aye.
Brandon McFadden.
Aye.
Trent Sidney and Glover.
Aye.
Marshall Knox.
Aye.
Shane Sternheim.
Aye.
Gary Bedini.
Aye. This concludes this matter. Staff will prepare an order and mail it to Lysity and the Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you, members.
Thank you, Ms. Callahan. So to students, all these cases were situations where someone had some kind of an issue and then didn't choose to stand up to it, didn't choose to respond to it, didn't choose to acknowledge what was going on. So take away from this that if you have an issue with us, even if you're wrong, come talk to us. Give us a chance to help you. We can't help you if you don't talk to us. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we'll move to the next section. I'm going to read you a long story here.
Mr. Chair, we are also time limited on this next section.
No way.
For 10:30. Yeah. It's hard to plan these because we don't know if those motion deem cases are going to show up or not. So
I looked for it, didn't see it.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, well, never mind. No story to you today. So we're going to take a 21-minute break. Because we have to wait until time certain, and time certain again is important because if it was you, we want to make sure you had every opportunity to say, this is what happened, this is where I am. And we're not going to do that to someone without giving them that opportunity. So move around, have fun, do what you want to do. Back in 21 minutes. Here we are in recess.
All right, so we're going to be reconvening momentarily. I need to confirm attendance of board members attending remotely. Do we have Tracy?
Yes.
Do we have Tracy?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Great. About Trista?
I'm here.
Thank you so much. And Chase?
I'm here.
Awesome.
All right, let's get back in session. We're up to section 7. I'm going to now read you that, sir. This is time and place scheduled the board's review of cases for an informal interview pursuant to ARS 32573. My name is Board Chair Gary Begley. The other board members will now introduce themselves and indicate whether they are public members or professional members.
Vice Chair Marshall Knox. Professional member.
Professional barber Brandon McFadden.
Online, please.
Trista Guzman Glover, public member.
Chase Turrentine, public member.
Tracy Wilkinson, professional member.
Thank you. Also present is the board's executive director, Frank McGolly, and the board's attorney, Judy Galvin, from the Arizona Attorney General's office. When your case is called, unmute your phone by pressing star six. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. To give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask those speaking not take time repeating information that the board has already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will be given time to address the board equal to the time it took to present the investigative report, or 5 minutes, whichever is greater. The board has a civility policy, and we request all participants professionally conduct themselves. Once the board concludes the discussion and the parties, it will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to deliberations, we ask that you respect the fact that we are now discussing case amongst ourselves, and we request you not interrupt that process. I will swear our staff members who will be testifying today. Will the following compliance team members please stand and raise their right hands? Rosa Rodriguez, Helen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Alexandra Hill, Kathy Bergeron, Holly Hankins, and Christina McDaniel. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
I do, Helen Bordelon.
I do, Alexandra Hill.
I do, Christina McDaniel.
I do, Holly Hankins.
Thank you, Lisa Chavez.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
Thank you very much. You guys are great at what you do. Before we begin, I want to advise everyone that the proceeding is being recorded. Accordingly, it's essential that everyone speaks loudly and clearly, and that only one person speaks at a time. To ensure we have an accurate record, please say your name each time before speaking. This informal interview aims to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and decide the outcome. The licensees have received a notice informing them of the matters to be discussed today and the process of the informal interview and the possible actions the board may take. All right, so we'll start through our things. Our first case, or do you like to review the cases?
Compliance Administrator, Dr. Rodriguez. The following respondents will be attending either in person or virtually. Number one will be attending, two attending, three attending, four attending, five attending, six attending, seven attending, eight attending, nine attending, 10 negotiated, 11 is unresolved, 12 is unresolved, 13 negotiated, 14 unresolved, 15 unresolved, 16 unresolved, and 17 continued.
Okay. We'll start with number one. Our first case is case number 2024. 00951 On Point Barbershop, BBE 002906, Eduardo Garcia, VAR 001318. Is anyone here from that case? You're online,
yes, Star Six. I am here.
Okay, and is this Eduardo?
Yes, sir.
All right, Eduardo, I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and then state your name, please?
Yes, sir.
And again, state your name for the record.
Garcia Eduardo.
Thank you. All right, so our investigator inspector is going to review the case with us. We're going to come back and ask you questions.
You're asking if I have questions?
No, we're going to come back to you and ask you questions.
Okay,
thank you.
I think that's the manager, Noel, our manager, stated that their barber license needed to be renewed. The investigation identified the following violation.
In the boardroom?
I got your back, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I can hear you.
Okay, the news. Eduardo Garcia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Thank you. Sorry for the technical issues. Okay, we'll continue on.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah.
During the investigation, identified the following violation. Noel Armenta Diaz, manager by VAR 003053, expired on 8th of December 2019. And had expired for 5 years, 1 month on the five date at the time of the investigation. After 5 years, the life was suspended according to the statute and rule 32-518C R410204C. Eldrondro Guma, VAR 003208, expired on 8th of April 2023, 1 year, 9 months. I found no sanitation issues. You will see in a photograph attached to this report. On 27th of February 2025, I verified Aldrondro's Guma's personal license, VAR 003208, on the board of data, the board database, and determined that it was renewed and expires 8th of April 2027. On 8th of May 2025, I verified Noel Armenta Diaz personal license VAR 003053 on the board database and determined that it was in renewal. It is still missing documents, however, still pending. I left my contact information and an affidavit and the identification report with the manager to fill out and return to the board office within 10 days. I educated as a manager that the personal license was good for 2 years and the establishment license was good for 1 year. I provided the license. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Okay, just for my clarification, the facility license or the salon license, the establishment license, we're okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's the two personal licenses. Okay. All right. You have any other questions, board? All right. So, Mr. Garcia?
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yes, I reviewed it. Both my barbers have their license current at the moment. Both of them already, they paid their fees. They're both current. They both went to barber school with me 11 years ago. We went to the same graduating class. We've been doing this for a while. Noel. He was pending some stuff. We called the barber board. They have all his stuff situated. Everything's clean and clear for him. And same thing with Alex. Alex got his done right away as well.
Yeah, I see that Mr. Gamora's license has been reestablished. I don't see that Noel's has been reestablished.
Yeah, no, I know. I think that's the last time that you guys checked. But since then it has, if you were to check right now, it's active.
I will do that right now.
Awesome. Thank you.
Customer care administrator, Jessica Wilson. The license for Noel Diaz is not active. He did pay for past years, but he did not complete the process for reactivation. And the license would expire for over 5 years.
What does that mean exactly?
So he has to, when it expired for more than 5 years, they have to re-exam.
Oh, they have to re-exam?
Yeah, and reapply.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a portion of this need is paying.
Mr. Garcia, did you understand that?
Yes, I think his was like 5 years and like 2 months. But when we did call, I don't know what it was, but they said everything's good to go. They gave us the green light. I think his thing said active and everything. So, I mean, maybe they told us one thing and over here you guys are seeing a different thing. I understand that. No worries. I completely understand.
We're actually looking at the only board record that counts.
Yeah.
In that record, Noel needs to go retest.
Okay.
Okay. License go to him. So,
okay.
Got to get retested. He doesn't currently have license.
Okay, even though he paid that doesn't count
that's
at all.
Correct. He violated the law by letting his license lapse for more than 5 years. So yeah. He has to go back to retest in order to get a new license.
Deputy Director Shepard, his license has been suspended status.
Yeah, his license is suspended. So anyway, okay. So that's what you did. Okay.
No worries. I just as long as it shows us some good faith over here, that's what I'm trying to show.
We think you're doing a great job. We just need to get him licensed.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Right? Because he can't work, his license is suspended.
No, he has not been working.
Okay, but get him to his testing, get him back in there.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, do you have any other questions about?
I mean, I'm trying to see if I get any leniency on the basis of that I know for sure one's already reinstated, and then yep. the other we thought he was also reinstated. That's all I'm looking for. I mean, I can pay the penalties. I'm really not trying to be on probation at all, you know, if that would be my number one concern. Okay. I'm okay with paying the penalties. I understand that I take accountability, just trying to see if I can get any leniency on the situation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Does the board have any question of our investigator or of the defendant? Okay. We have to determine that. Okay. So we're going to move into deliberations now. Do we have a motion regarding finding fact conclusions of law?
Marshall Knox. I move that we adopt the finding of fact and conclusion of law.
Tracy Wilkinson, second.
Yes, we have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we agree this happened. Do we have any history?
No, sir.
No history?
No history.
Oh, good.
For the past 3 years.
That's 3 years. And they've been here 11, when I heard. Yeah, that's true. Good point. All right. So do we have a motion for discipline in this matter?
Tracy Wilkinson here. I move to offer a consent agreement for $400 penalty. Not signed within 30 days. Move to a formal hearing with 12 months probation.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Yeah, motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Right. Any opposed?
Nay, but.
Nay.
Okay. Two nays.
4-2.
Okay, so by majority, we're going to stay with the paperwork that was initially issued. And you'll get a letter in the mail about this, Mr. Garcia. And we want to get you into compliance and get Noel taken care of, okay?
That's crazy. So I'm basically, we're getting charged with $250 for a gentleman that did go to, I mean, yeah, it was a while back ago. But he went to school, years. And you would treat him the same as a person that has no license, like that's ever had a license.
We have laws we have to go by. We don't.
No, get no, to I understand. Right. I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, I'm cool. I'll take it. But I'm just saying, that's kind of messed up that you guys are treating this person the same as a person who's never paid anything into the system. You know, he actually went to school for 10 months, did his 1,500 hours. It's cool. I'll take it. I think
we're good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, just stay in compliance.
Yeah. No. Definitely. Again. Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. With you, hopefully never see you again. All right.
I hope. Yes, sir. I agree.
All right. Thank you very much. Our next case is case number 2024-01172, Mackenzie Roscoe, 11601689. Anyone hear from that case? Mackenzie Roscoe. Star six, if you're online. No star six, if you're not online. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 2024-01172 move forward to a formal hearing, unless the parties involved come to agreement on a consent agreement before that. McFadden, second up. The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any vote? All right, that case moves forward. Our next case is 2025-01227, Marley K. Binney, license 5220290.
Yes, that's me.
That's you. Okay, good.
Well, what are you here?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Binney, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wow.
All right, is that on your end of the phone with median?
No.
All right, well, comedian, we'd appreciate if you get off.
Would you like this all day?
No.
Yeah. I'll take that deal right there. Wow. I'm very well.
Miss Benny?
Yes.
Star Stick? Okay.
Sorry, I could not hear you for a moment.
Yeah, do you swear on our firm?
What's that?
Testimony she'll give today will be the truth and all the truth, then state your name.
Yes, Marley Benny.
Thank you. All right, so our investigator's gonna review this case and then we're gonna come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Bigley, members of the board. My name is Alexandra Self. On November 5th, 2024, I conducted an inspection of Thunkus brand and I spoke with the co-owner, Marley Benny, while she was serving the client. The following licensing violation was found. I searched for an establishment license on the board's licensing database system and determined it is an unlicensed establishment. I informed Marley of the violation, emailed her a direct link for the establishment license application, and wrote the board's website on the inspection report before leaving it for her. No other personal license was displayed in the establishment. As of May 15th, 2025, over 6 months after the inspection, no establishment application was submitted for Sunfish Drift. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. Miss Benny?
Uh-huh.
Have you had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yes.
Can you give me an idea why you don't have a license?
Before the inspector had come in, I got my license in 2022 and then I didn't work for about 2 years because I went on a mission and was out of the state and everything. And so when I got back, I had gotten into a salon suite with my sister-in-law, and I wasn't aware about the establishment license, and I kind of understood that, like, because my sister-in-law, she had worked in Arizona as well, and so I kind of thought that she would have, like, those types of things. So that's why we didn't have it initially. Afterwards, I had talked, because I was the only one working in the salon that day. My sister-in-law was not in there. And so I talked to her about what the inspector had told me and everything. And I gave her the paper and I sent her the link to the establishment licensing. And so I had just figured that, like, maybe she was going to figure that out, because I didn't really know anything about it. And we also are not. So she's Sunkissed Strands, like, she does hair, but I'm a nail tech. And so when it was, like, concerning Sunkissed Strands, I thought that that was, like, more like having to do with my sister-in-law, but I was the only one working in that day, and so that's, like, why my license number was put down and everything. Anyways, I was not getting, I was technically getting the emails, but I had moved my email and my phone number over on my, like, cosmetology, like, profile to my parents while I was on my mission, and I hadn't gotten that switched over. And so my mom wasn't forwarding me those emails and things until, like, last week when she got, like, a letter in the mail, and that's when she informed me about, like, this meeting and about the violation, like, and everything. So that is why we don't have it. And I was also wanting to ask about if, since we are in the same suite, if we need, like, just one establishment license, or if, because we're technically, like, two separate businesses, do we need two?
Yeah, I understand. So you're listed as the manager of this Sun Strand, whatever it was called, Sunkissed Strand. Okay. Are you the manager of this brand?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That would be my sister-in-law, but I think I was a little bit confused.
Yeah, are you two different company?
Yes.
So you're not connected together in business?
No, we're not. We just share the same suite.
Okay, so one answer to your question is you both have to have a separate license to operate.
Okay.
Because you're two different businesses.
Okay, perfect.
So you get that solved. Both of you have your personal licenses, both of you need your establishment license.
Okay.
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 All right, so do you have the ability to resolve this problem?
Yes.
You have the ability to resolve this problem in a rapid and expedient manner?
Yes.
Okay. All right, do you have anything else you want to tell us about?
No.
All right, so does the board have any questions of our investigator or the defendant lady? Yeah.
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, for clarification purposes, Sunkist Ranch was the only name advertised.
Yeah, assume that. Yeah, I assume that. Yeah, I think they were confused about what they were doing. This is unfortunately a real common thing that we run into with share suites and studio suites and everything that resembles that. I'd like to give them some time to clean it up. You think you have 30 days to clean it up?
Mr. Chair, just from members of the board, just for some additional clarity as well, this routine inspection was conducted in November of 2024, and it's now May, and this hasn't been cleaned up?
Yeah, I think listening to them, they have no idea how to clean it up, but I think hopefully right now they do. And that was kind of my point. I'd like to ask, get it cleaned up. Yeah, harming people are just scrambled.
So good to continue this matter for a future board meeting and offer a re-offer or consent agreement.
Yeah, I like that idea. I make a motion. Can I do it without going the two steps right after both steps?
You could do one.
Okay, so I would move that we continue this matter for 30 days to give them time to get their paperwork cleaned up, and then we revisit this. 30 days enough time? Yeah. Okay. So I make a motion that we continue this case for 30 days to give them time to clean this up.
And offer them a consent agreement.
And offer them a consent agreement that is the same idea we had here.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Give me a motion, a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Apparently now, so get that. So, so Ms. Vinnie?
Yes.
Okay. We kind of heard this story before, and it is really confusing. Do you understand now that you need to get an establishment license? Your sister-in-law needs an establishment license. You need a personal license, and she needs a personal license?
Yes.
Can you get that done in the next 30 days?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, because I'm going to have this case come back in 30 days. So we want you to be done so you can tell us that you got it taken care of, because otherwise we have to figure out how to convince you to get it done.
Okay, so if I, so then I'll come to another board meeting in the next 30 days to.
Yep, we'll get you another notice out, but don't take any time. Get this done right away. It's all online.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, so we'll move that case forward.